Hello, I'm Emmanuel Wachendo, and this is Diplomatic Signals. The question of the day, what do individual freedoms have to do with societal order? One important aspect of the global debate between liberal and illiberal sociopolitical and economic systems is the treatment of the individual. It is not that the Chinese are bad and the Russians are bad, for example, but rather that certain systems offer latitude to the individual that is and regard the individual as sacred and restrictions are placed on that individual that constrain his incentive to obstruct the flourishing of other individuals. Much of the global debate about China in geopolitics necessarily involves the individual, entrepreneurial, and state policy decisions and commitments to subdue the individual to the state or allow the individual the degree of rights and freedoms that great philosophers have waxed lyrical about and that are enshrined in the United Nations Charter of Rights and Freedoms. That is, China brings with it a challenge to the democratic social order and individual liberties that is unlike any other seen since the fall of the Soviet Union. Essentially, if you like individual freedoms, you choose democracy. Liberal systems guarantee freedoms to the individual that illiberal systems do not. I've been Emmanuel Wachendo. This is Diplomatic Signals.